This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We're learning more about Robert Cremo III, the 21-year-old man taken into custody after the mass shooting in suburban Chicago yesterday. Six people killed, 30 others wounded, after a gunman opened fire on a July 4th parade. The AP's Tim McGuire.
Cremo was an aspiring rapper with a stage name Awake the Rapper, posting on social media dozens of videos and songs. In one video, he says, "I know what I have to do," adding, "Everything has led up to this. Nothing can stop me. Even myself." I'm Tim McGuire.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says mass shootings have become an American tradition.
"There are no words I can offer to lessen the pain of those families who will no longer associate the 4th of July with celebration, but instead with grief."
The governor heard there on WFLD-TV in Chicago. FlightAware is reporting hundreds more flight cancellations and delays across the U.S. this morning as many Americans try to get home from the July 4th holiday trip. AAA says 42 million Americans are driving over the long holiday. This morning, gas is $4.80 a gallon, 8 cents cheaper than last week, but a year ago, gas was $3.13 a gallon. Scandinavian Airlines has just filed for bankruptcy in the United States. This adds to the likelihood of travel chaos across Europe as the summer vacation season begins. Scandinavian Airlines says its flight schedule will not be affected, and it will continue to serve its customers as usual. Rescuers in Italy are searching for 13 missing hikers after an avalanche that killed at least 7 people. The avalanche is being blamed mainly on rising temperatures that are melting glaciers. Ukraine is laying out a recovery plan for when the war with Russia ends, $750 billion. This is AP News. Basketball star Brittany Griner, in prison in Russia, is asking President Biden to help her. The AP's Ben Thomas with the latest on this.
The White House confirms basketball star Brittany Griner, currently imprisoned in Russia, has sent President Biden a letter appealing for help. In a handwritten note to the president, Brittany Griner says she's terrified she might be in that Russian prison forever and pleads Biden not forget about her and other American detainees. The two-time Olympic gold medalist notes on the 4th of July her family normally honors the service of those who fought for freedom, including her father, a Vietnam War veteran. But she adds freedom means something completely different to her this year. Russian authorities arrested Griner in February on charges of possessing cannabis oil, and she's now on trial. The White House calls Griner's detention wrongful and says it's working aggressively to bring her home. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.